Hey folks, we are picking up right where we left off as blades are swinging and spells are slinging. We will pick up with the next round, which starts with Ezrella at 21. I went over a little recap, so is there anything else you need to know before you decide what to do, Hunter?
Do I have a bow pulled out?
You can. It doesn't take anything to ready your bow. I mean, you won't lose an action or...
You might have actually gotten it out.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think you did fire already. Yeah, yes. You hit somebody with a bow.
Yeah, you took a random pot shot in the first round.
Rather than charge into the hallway, you had fired from behind. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Who would you like to shoot at? Or are you just firing indiscriminately?
Who is looking the most hurt?
I have it written down. We have Coyle, Omen, Rollo, and August all like facing off against one of these ones in the front row. They're surrounded by swarms of spiders because the spirit guardians are there, although they will not be affected. One that Loyal is currently fighting looks to be the hurt the most.
Okay. They're gonna shoot at him.
Okay.
Did you just assume that we're rats, Jen?
Assume that were rats what?
That were rats gender.
Man, it's a little early for this.
Oh, it is a were rat. Chances are it isn't the only the tail that's hanging down there.
Okay.
Does 17 hit?
17 does hit.
Do you not know what to roll for damage, honey?
No, I was finding my D8.
Okay. Just making sure.
Eight points of damage.
Okay. It hits him. It seems to really piss him off. And as you guys remember, the ones here in the front seem to really get frothy at the mouth. They are not happy.
Good.
That's Ezrella. We got Noman and... Fane, and I believe Fane's dexterity beats out, so she will have first action.
Mm-hmm.
When you were giving us our recap before,
same story is Ezrella. You have your allies faced off in melee. Can fire your bow. You can. An AOE, whatever.
Well, allies in this case also include the bear, because the bear was taking up real estate in the hallway.
The bear's fighting the one that Ezrella just fought or shot. The bear is going to go on her initiative as well.
Okay. You there, honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
You aren't talking. Something's happening on the stream.
I mean, I'll shoot one of them.
You want me to pick?
I'll just go after the one that Ezrella... Not... Yeah. That Ezrella and Loyal are on.
Okay. attack roll. Ow. Before that.
Okay.
Do you have Hunter's Mark up? I don't think you did. You used it last encounter, correct?
I think so.
Okay. And cast it again. Okay. Oh, what was the attack? I'm sorry.
27.
Yeah, that hits.
Kind of.
Almost twice.
Okay, and 13 damage.
Okay, 13. The arrow goes and like pierces it right through the snout. And it comes out the back of his head. And he flops over it.
Julio. So can I shoot another one then?
You have two attacks.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do to stop you.
Okay. Are there any other ones that people are attacking right now?
I don't remember.
That's cool. So I'll just shoot one of them.
Okay. I can't really go through the rundown of what's happening every person. We're going to be here 20, all day.
28.
Are you aiming for someone in front melee, or are you aiming for the people in behind?
Behind?
Big ones or the little ones?
Big ones.
Okay, it hits.
And that one also takes 13 damage.
Okay. 13.
Wait, can I send Loyal back somewhere?
Sure. Let me do something real quick.
Okay.
Because he has a reaction to being hit by you.
Yeah, he does.
Fine. Yeah.
If you guys are odds, you're going to fight devils. There it is. Hellish Rebuke. Need you to do a dexterity saving throw. Okay, you make your saving throw, so you only take 5 fire damage. As he snarls something at you in a language you don't even think is possible to say by mortal lips, and fire erupts around you. He's not happy with that. Sure.
All right.
So his... Loyal is going to charge that same one, or would he turn to help Gnomon, or
I guess she can help Gnomon.
I'm just offering picture, dear. You can tell me what you want her to do. Okay. Do somersaults and pull out a unicycle for all I care.
Okay, we'll go back and fight the one that I'm fighting.
And she charges forward, and what'd she get? A ball and a bite, or one? I think she gets one attack, right?
I don't remember. I should have not it written down. Not as effective as
Gnomon's bear form, I know that. You should have it written down.
It is, but like I don't have multiple attacks or anything.
Okay, then she has one.
One attack.
Okay, then. So. Does 15 hit?
He shield, he manages to pull up in front of its strike, and he just kind of, as she hits his shield, he kind of turns, takes the brunt in a pirouette and comes back and faces off against her. Okay, so Loyal is now back here. That is Fane. So we got Gnomon. Gnomon, you're facing off against one of these mouthy-mouthed bear rats.
Okay. Now the one with the shield, is that isn't the one I'm fighting, right?
That's not the one you're fighting.
Okay. Already in range. So just reckless attack, claw bite.
Okay.
You.
10.
26.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 and a 3. And a 25.
And a second 2 hit.
So 1 claw, 1 bite. Twenty-five
damage. Okay. Wait. Right. Yeah, takes those hits with displeasure and growls at you a lot. Okay, that was both of my 20s. So I have a couple that go on 18 before we get to Rolo. The one that's fight facing Loyal is one of the 18s, and the one next to him that looks similar is facing. So he is going to pull back his mace, which kind of glows with a shadow, if that makes sense. It's got this like kind of like sparkles of darkness around it. Kind of looks like it wants to be a holy light, but it's really dark. Pulls back his mace and swings at Oil with a 20. Does a 20 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. So the mace hits. Oh, wow, good. So 9 points of damage. 8 is eight of it is the mace, and 1 is this like black flame that like sparks off of the hit. It kind of singes her fur a bit, and then, you know, tears her flesh beneath. But as he did that, he made a kind of a shout. He invoked this attack. The bear being right there, and the other guy with the shield, he's going to try to flank Loyal. So he's going to move the other side of it. He can have advantage on his attack. Going to try to do the same thing. And it's a 18, 22. That will hit as well. And he gets 1 on the mace. So barely hits, but the magic that he invokes really sparks, and she takes 6 fire damage. So 7 damage total. 6 of it, 5, this weird really fire damage. And that's my 18. So it'll be Rolo's attack.
My turn. Okay. So I am currently facing off with one.
Yes. And the one you are attacking just got enlarged.
Cool.
He rose to kind of fills the chamber. He is now high level with you.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He went from about 5'9" to about 8'3".
Wow. That's a neat trick.
Yeah, it is.
That is a super neat trick. I think I know someone who really enjoys that trick.
I don't know why they would. It's not awesome or anything.
Yeah. So bear with me. I just am trying to see if I need to do something before I attack or if I can do it after I attack. Because it hit me when you were like, yeah, he's enlarged. Yeah, I can do it after if I need to. Okay. Cool. So I am going to, with my super magical flail of awesomeness, try and hit this guy.
Ty.
And that's going to be 17. That's going to be
17 hits.
Okay. And then 9.
9 points of damage?
No, 9 on the second attack.
That does not hit.
Okay, I didn't think it would. So we are going to... We're going to use a second level or a first level spell slot to smite.
Okay.
So that's going to be 1d8 plus 2d8.
Please, your weapon is a what?
Is a flail. It is bludgeoning damage.
But is it plus damage?
Yeah, it's a magical weapon.
Okay. And can you give me the smite damage separately, please?
Absolutely. So the flail is 10.
Okay.
And then the smite damage is 11.
Okay.
And then, do I want to do this or not? That seems like a lot of spells to waste right off the bat.
It's a big dungeon. I'll warn you that.
Yeah, it is a big dungeon. That's why I'm like, I think I am going to, I'm going to be good. I'm going to use my bonus action to snarl in the now really big were rat's face. Okay. Bring it, bitch.
Bonus action snarl.
But yeah.
That takes us to the rest of the 16, which is the 3 were-rats, Gnomon, August, and Orolo are all facing off against, but they are all standing in the Spirit Guardians thing. So do they need to roll save damage for that, or do they just take damage? Spirit Guardians?
Zerezno? Your Spirit Guardians, how does that work? Yeah. Is it a... Yeah, save?
I roll a wisdom save? Okay. Yeah. Wisdom save for each of them. And they have a bonus 0 to their wisdom. Awesome. First one gets a 15.
Nope.
Not a save. What do they need? Well, that one got a 20.
Well, he saved.
One saves, and okay. So the one Orolo is fighting saves. Everyone else.
Of course he does.
He's the one. Okay. So what's the damage here?
Six, so half is
30. 26?
26.
Okay. Gnomon, yours is dead.
Oh, that's right. You upcast the shit out of that.
Gnomon's is dead, and one August is fighting. It's not dead. He's at math.
Some number greater than 0.
It's just barely not greater than 0. And 13 against enlarged one.
Jeez, ow.
Okay.
Fourth level Spirit Guardians, that's what you cast?
Yeah.
Damn.
She wasn't holding back anything, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah, Nomenjurs is dead. The one August is fighting gets ripped up a lot, and it's not happy. And the one that Rolo is fighting manages to avoid some of it, but still gets done. So that was 16, which is going to take us to 14 and Rolo, or August, sorry.
All right. Let's see if I can help this one's unhappiness continue.
That would be a good idea.
Wait, point of order here, Ray. You just had them take damage. Did you have them do anything?
Did not. Did not. That's right. It's the beginning of their turn that they take that damage, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So these two need to act first. I'm sorry. Okay, the one attacking you, Chad,
is within 5 feet of me, like up and to the side, if he and I are fighting side by side?
Sure.
Okay.
Not attacking you, though.
I'm aware.
Okay. Is going to attack with a natural 20.
Ooh.
My apologies.
Okay. And fine.
Do get multi-attack, yes. And as a second attack, he gets that is 12.
No.
So hits.
Does that giant rat have Sentinel?
What do you mean?
Does it have the feat Sentinel?
Oh, why?
Okay, then I'm going to take an attack against it because it attacked something within 5 feet of me. That wasn't me.
Why would it attack you?
What?
Why would it attack you?
Because it's close enough that it could have, but it didn't. It's okay.
Hold on. Let me do this first.
Sure. Do your attack, but I'm using Sentinel to take an attack of opportunity on it.
Okay. Oh, great. So axe die plus his bonuses, then I roll another die, right?
Yep.
Okay, so it's 6 10 damage plus 2, 12 damage as he stabs you with the spear.
Sweet. 12 damage.
And August.
Okay.
As you do this, you remember what we did with attacks of opportunity back in the day?
Well, it's not specifically an attack of opportunity. It's just when a creature within 5 feet of you makes an attack against a target other than you, and the target doesn't have this feat, you can. Oh, actually, it wouldn't be that. The rat had that. Chad doesn't have this. Orolo. I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the attacking creature.
Orolo, do you have?
No.
Sentinel? You should get Sentinel. Make my life easier.
I could, but that would mean I'm not getting ability score increases.
Who needs that?
I rolled a 21.
That hits.
10
damage. Okay. Hey, you reach out and stab him or slash him with the tip of your rapier. Okay. And the one fighting you, August, is shit, Chad. My bad. All right. I forgot he's enlarged. Take an additional 1.
Okay.
Because he take an additional 1d4 because he's enlarged. Forgot to roll.
That's fine.
Okay, and the one attacking August for that's pitiful 8. And his second attack, able 14. So never mind.
Okay.
Which takes us to 14, which is August.
All right. I'm going to poke him. Natural 20.
Okay.
So that is dice plus pluses or just dice?
Oh, it's max die plus your modifiers, and then you just roll the die. And add that without the modifiers. 23.
23.
Okay. Didn't like that at all.
He's still up, though?
Yes.
Okay. I'll attack him again.
I've made several hints to as to their condition.
27?
Hits.
16 damage.
He drops. Drops to the ground, and that's the last of your turn?
No, it's not. I'm going to use my bonus action, and I still haven't moved yet. Let's see. I will bonus action surge.
Okay.
Use my movement to the one that is attacking a Rolo to just slide around its ass.
Okay.
To flank it, and then attack it.
Okay.
That one's cocked. Natural 20.
Okay.
Twenty-one damage on that attack.
Okay.
Is it still up?
I've said they're frothing at the mouth. They're very angry.
They could be frothing at the mouth in their death throes.
Okay.
And then
they're raging.
Okay.
If I
put that together. I put that together. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I have anything that will give me an additional bonus here, and I do not. This one goes after a Rolo, correct?
Yes.
One you're fighting? Oh, it went on 16.
It went on 16, but it went after a Rolo.
Oh, yeah, they always go after. It has the same initiative as a Rolo. They always go after you guys.
Okay, I'll expend a superiority dice to make a trip attack. Let's see. Okay. Target is larger or smaller. Okay, cool.
Is that usable as a multi-attack?
I'd spend them whenever I make a... I could spend one on each of the attacks I've made so far. I can only spend one per attack.
Okay.
Let's see. When I hit a creature with a weapon attack, expend one to attempt knock target down. Add die to the damage roll, and if it's large or smaller, it makes a strength save, and on a failed save, it gets knocked prone. Twenty-five. That hits.
Yes.
Cocked. 10. 18 damage.
Okay.
And strength save 16.
Save 16. They have awesome strength. Natural 20.
Sorry. It's all right.
Have nothing. They have no addition to their strength save, and he rolled a natural. So he manages to keep his feet, but he does not look happy at all. Fresnel.
Yay.
According to my... That is the end of your turn, right? Sorry.
Yes.
Zeresno, per my notes, I have you behind these four fighting, August, Orolo, Noman, and Loyal, between Noman and Orolo. So you're right there by Orolo and August now. Your spirit guardians, they don't damage on your turn, correct?
No.
Just on when somebody starts or ends when their turn.
When they start.
Okay. So what would you like to do, dear?
Can I move up to hit one?
Sure. Got one right in front of you that's really big, or you got four in the back row?
I'll hit the really big
one. Okay.
23.
Hits.
That 15 damage.
You manage to swing. How are you swinging? Like over his head or his body? What?
Kneecaps.
Yeah. You try and just disable it. You're thinking, I'm just going to take his knee out. It won't be able to fight. Boom, you hit, and its leg tears off at the knee and touches through, and it dies.
Okay.
And as it dies, it shrinks back down to a normal rat. And then actually, as these four died, they not only went back to fall, then they all kind of shift back to it. Angy humans.
They still have ears, though, right?
Of human ears, yeah.
Perfect.
Are any of them children?
Fortunately, no. Oh, that saddens you. Okay, fuck.
Wow.
Okay, we're gonna go back to the top of the round.
Yeah.
If Zrella. Oh, no, wait, sorry, I have the two Castry guys in the back. And one who had cast enlarge already is going to find it. Find the stats for this. For my headphones are not accommodating me checking different tables for books I have sitting open. There we go. That's not the one. This. What's that? Bad. I'm sorry. I should have prepared. I almost forgot about these guys, so you understand why there it is. Okay. It's going to cast a spell on the two with the shield next to him, the one that is not damaged. Cast a spell on it, and I need you all to plus wisdom saving throw, please.
All of us?
Yes. Everyone who can see that guy needs to roll a saving throw.
And anyone who is within 10 feet of me gets a plus 3 to your saving throw.
I think everyone except for perhaps Azrella and Fane will get that bonus. They're farther back in bows.
You said that's wisdom?
Wisdom saving throw, please.
20.
20, that's, you're fine.
22
is fine. 26 is fine.
I also got 26.
Okay.
19.
Okay.
I got a 12.
Hey, somebody failed. I need you to roll a wisdom saving throw for Loyal as well, please. Guy with the bonus fails.
Yeah, yeah. The guy with a plus four wisdom and a plus three got as well.
Wow.
24.
Okay. How does Loyal get a 24?
I rolled a natural 20.
Does it have your wisdoms?
No.
It the bear saves do improve as she levels.
Okay. It's insane. Okay, fine. Orolo. This second heavily armored were rat in the back suddenly seems very important. He seems like he is the biggest threat of them all. Okay. You make a proper save, you will be unable to attack anyone but that one.
Cool.
As the one who cast that spell scurries down that further down that. And the last caster is going to follow suit, and then he is going to cast. He turns, he runs about half his movement. He turns back to the group and kind of just leans forward and kind of like breathes out this heavy smoke kind of fog that fills the chamber and obscures you guys' vision down the farther down the hall. So any light source you guys use kind of gets diffused, you know, just like driving with your headlights in the thick fog. Diffused, it doesn't penetrate it, it just illuminates it, which makes it actually harder to see through. And you hear his flawed footsteps running hurriedly down the hallway as these two other fuckers are just left here. Then awesome. We go back to Ezreala. Ezreala. Back to Ezreala.
That's
going once.
Yes.
Okay.
Your turn.
What you gonna do, kid? I think is what we're driving at.
Anything at all, honey.
There are two rather able-bodied looking air rats in really nice put together armor and shields and really wicked nasty maces. Ending hard over a cloud bank. Finished the epic quest yesterday.
Saw that. Congrats.
I'll cast Guiding Bolt.
Right. That's the soap opera at them. Right. Joke's probably lost on you, dear.
It wasn't lost on everyone, Ray.
Does 22 hit?
Yes, 22 hits. Doesn't do a saving throw, right? You just roll damage?
Yeah.
I didn't catch any of that. I cut like you started to talk and then it cut out. I had to make a complete sentence.
She said yes.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Do you have damage?
Did you fall asleep? No, she's still awake. She's wiggling fingers, so she's doing math.
Okay.
Uh, 13 points of radiant damage.
Radiant damage. On which one? The one that Loyal is fighting, or the one that Orolo is trying to convince everyone is really the threat here? You realize is probably not the threat.
The one that Loyal's fighting.
Okay. 13 to that. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Is that your only action? All right. I quite hear you. Okay. It seems like single word answers are getting lost in the open mic, shut off mic thing. So if you guys would, that's my last action. Yeah, just sentence would help, right? So that was Isrella. Then we're going to go to Fane.
Are me and Loyal still on that big guy?
Loyal is. I didn't think you had moved up to fight him.
Well, no, but like I shot at him and then she went over there.
No, you didn't shoot at that guy, honey.
Oh.
You shot the other one and the Loyal ran up.
Oh.
But the big guy's dead, right?
Yeah. Oh. The enlarged one?
Yeah.
Dead. He wasn't. Four, like, spidery looking ones are dead. Two paladin-y looking ones are fine. And the two wizardy looking ones ran the fuck away.
Sexy.
Well, they are the best educated.
I'll just shoot one. I don't care which one.
Okay. Are you saying you don't care? There is a 1 in 3 chance that you hit the bear.
So I'm going to shoot one of the things. I'm not going to shoot the bear. You didn't care.
Roll. You're just don't care, so you're just throwing an arrow.
Does 21 hit anything?
21 hits everything. Let's see what it hits. One, air, two, the guy you were attacking, three, the other one. So, five. So, the one you were attacking. Two, three, four, five, six. So, no, they only have it six. Hit the guy that you were damaging before. What's the damage? Narrowly misses.
Greatness. 11 damage.
11 damage. Awesome. He is not beast.
So can I shoot again?
You have two attacks?
Yeah.
Okay, then you don't have to ask for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Does 24 hit?
No. This time it doesn't. It hits.
Thirteen
kills him. Was not going to die. Was going to take measures to end his life, but it was rude. Okay. Omen. rat in front of you is dead.
I think there's only one thing left near me, right?
Yeah, it's the one that no one's attacked yet. Attacked Sorry. Loyal. Attacked your girlfriend, so.
Claw bite.
Claw
bite. And Greckless.
And Greckless. Hold it.
25.
Yep. 24. Yep.
15. 15
doesn't hit.
Does not. Okay.
Claw. And Will, you need you to do a dex save after you do your damage.
Okay. A3
total?
Yeah. It's got, well, no, that was damage. You want a dex save as well, right? 23 total damage for the two attacks.
Yeah.
And a dex save. I'm assuming this is something I can see. I got a 22 on the first one, if it matters, but.
How do you get 22. Two dex saves?
If I have advantage on dex saves if I can see what the threat was.
Yeah, you're facing it, so I guess.
Yeah, the first
a magical threat, attack. Does that count?
Sorry?
It magical does. Attack. Okay.
It does.
It matters? Because he can't see it, or it doesn't matter?
If he can't see it,
if
then
it's not a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fighting it, that's fine. But if it was, like, you know, I would look at the other way and they shot me in the back, I wouldn't get it.
Okay. He's doing a hellish rebuke, so I don't know if that counts. So, yeah, your 22 works, so you'll take half damage as he is at you in some unpronounceable language, and you take 5 fire damage.
And do you remember how much damage I had taken before? I know we were tracking it.
Yeah, you had taken like 17. I think it was true damage, correct?
Yeah, it was like 7-6-4 or something.
Yeah, it was. That wasn't half. That you had taken some, what I was understanding, or you took half of the 17.
No, 17 was my final after everything else.
Okay, so this is 5 fire damage. So I didn't know if you don't reduce that.
I would take the regular on the fire. I don't. That doesn't reduce. So
that's a hell of a
total of 22 hit points. Since we entered.
There you go. Yeah.
And Ray, okay. I double checked while you guys were talking. It does specifically include spells.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that was my turn.
That was Gnomon. That takes us to him. Because he's at 18. He is going to oh shit. The problem for him. He doesn't want for the his sneak. Yeah. Happy with life choices that have led him here. He's going to try to fuck off here. The only thing he can think to do, because he is trapped, is he. Everybody, give me a unsave. As he reaches back,
you said a con.
Reared back.
You said
constitution save. Save. Fuck. He rears back and bellows this can ear bursting scream, using thaumaturgy and rage, or fear, or whatever. It makes this booming sound to try to distract all you.
August got a 22.
August is fine. He doesn't hear anyways.
I got a natural 20, total of 27.
Fuck you, Noma.
I got Arolo out of
four. So I'll just go down the list. Arolo, what you get?
21.
All right. August's fine. Hey.
I got 18.
Fine. Fresno.
Four.
Not fine. Drella.
12.
Not fine. And no, man, fuck you. So, Fresnel, Azrella, even Azrella being on the hall, for some reason it echoed, bounced, and perfectly hit you. You are almost knocked back by this booming voice, this roar, kind of a roar slash squeal, kind of a, you know, you heard a rats do the squeaky noise. It's kind of ear piercing. It makes you recoil and what the fuck. He tries to turn to run.
Loyal.
Loyal and Noman are no in his face.
Loyal never saved.
Oh, Loyal. Roll save for Loyal. Sorry, my bad. Constitution.
19. Sorry, I was doing math. Like,
my it's fine. Hurts. It's fine. So he tries to bolt back into that fog bank, but as the two people who are in melee with him are not affected by his roar, I'll let you guys have an attack of opportunity to try to keep him from running away.
That's not me yet, correct?
Snowman and Loyal.
Right.
It's just an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, just a single, you know.
And I don't believe those can be reckless.
I don't think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I rolled the same thing on both, so it's 16.
16 does not hit.
Okay.
Oil?
Twenty-two.
Hits. What's she doing? Just hitting him, clawing him, and tackling what?
Clawing.
Okay, roll me damage. He will make a save to see if he can maintain his feet.
Okay. 17 damage.
17 damage. Okay, that'll be the difficulty then.
But he would still be able to run, Ray.
He would?
Yeah. The only thing that could stop him is if they had Sentinel.
Okay. 17 points of damage.
Or if he didn't have legs, this is true.
That attack does not kill him. He's able to run down the hall into the fog. So, in at the unless you guys are giving chase, which you can, wish, run into the fog. Combat will end.
But, okay, well,
you can continue it by chasing.
Here's my question. I failed that save, meaning that I would then think that he was the biggest threat.
You would.
So.
And it is.
Realistically. Yeah, realistically.
It's your turn, so beginning of your turn. I will let you roll your saving throw.
Okay. And that is wisdom again, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's better. That's 17.
Okay, yeah.
21.
You're like, oh shit, let him. And then as. I'm like, what? It's fucking where am I at? You're watching charge off. He kind of like. You've seen that those movies where they like disappear into the cloud and it just kind of like pierce it and then it like envelops their path and disappear into this cloud. That being said, combat ends. and that cloud is to quickly disperse because time isn't moving slow anymore, being outside of combat. The fog disperses, and it just looks like a hallway going down that way. No longer hear skittering of their clawed feet on the stone.
Yeah. They ran away in fear like a bunch of little bitches.
Hey, they kind of did.
All right, folks, let's...
All three of them.
Let's perhaps see where we are as far as who needs a little healing, and...
Me. The only person that really took damage is Omen.
And Arolo.
And the other bear.
Spicy.
Oh, I didn't mark any damage on Arolo or oil.
Oh yeah. I took 13 damage today.
Okay.
And Loyal took a significant amount. Right.
I think 16. Okay.
Well, you should be writing it down, sweetie.
I did.
Okay.
So, I will take care of myself. I will get a little feely with myself and restore my
got him.
My hit points.
Own hit points. Excuse me.
That takes my lay on hands left. I have 24, if it matters to anyone.
Oh. Trust you can...
I can help someone.
Who is that?
Is what?
I can heal.
No, you can't. I have seen you play.
She just doesn't heal you.
No, she didn't heal Payday. There's a difference. I am not Payday, but Payday is me.
Got him.
I use Cure Wounds on Arolo.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, wait, you're good?
I'm good. I took care of myself.
You sure?
Can you use Change Oil on August?
Wait, who's hurt yep. still?
The bear. And Noman. I mean, the bear's going to get
cure wounds on Noman.
Bear's going to get forgot about in about 20 minutes, anyways.
Can't take damage if you're not there.
Noman gets.
Fourteen.
Respectable.
That's close enough to full that I don't have to worry.
Hey. Long, do you guys spend just hanging out here? Hallway. This battle took place. Do you do a quick turt, cast a spell, and then camp, or are you moving on? You investigating? You gonna?
I would like to check the dead bodies at least.
Okay. And there's five dead bodies here.
Yes.
Yeah, the three or four in the front, the one that was enlarged, and the other three just basic combatants named. Each have a short sword, a short spear, dagger. They're wearing some makeshift armor of patches of chain, remnants of a chain shirt on leather armor, looking kind of like a studded leather type hybrid.
Okay.
And in their among them, they have 20 silver pieces, and find one garnet, a gem. It's probably okay. Worth about 5 gold.
Okay.
It's tucked in one of their pouches.
And they look rather ramshackle. They don't, like you said that, you know, it doesn't look like great armor, so I'm not assuming that they look like they were part of some like army.
Armor looks like it's patchwork. Yes.
Okay.
But it does look like it was crafted.
Hmm.
It looks like it was put together with a purpose. It isn't, aren't all uniform. Don't all look the same. It does look like they found something and used skills to bind to weaker by themselves, stronger together kind of materials to make some kind of armor. The weapons they're carrying seem well maintained. They have spots of rust on them because of the damp nature of this area, perhaps, you would imagine. They seem well used, and from their from the fight, you can guess that they were pretty skilled in their use.
Okay.
These guys weren't slouches, and they didn't seem like a thrown together and a fighting men. Seemed like they were a unit and a purpose. Doesn't look, I mean, from your perspective, living on the surface, having access to all manner of crafter in this city, yes, this stuff looks poor. But say you are living in a contested area in a battlefield for several months, and you had to do field repairs or had to outfit yourself with stuff you found left on the field. This looks like pick of the litter kind of thing.
Okay.
And the fact that they're all similarly outfitted, they all had short swords, spear, and dagger. They're all like kind of of this rank. You're issued this.
Okay. So we may be dealing with some sort of underground civilization, or at least some sort of regimented underground fighting force.
Could be a reasonable guess, yeah.
Okay. I will let everybody else kind of know what I've seen. Can I investigate the weapons, get a feel for if they look like, if they were crafted by someone who...
I will say, given your heritage of living with dwarves in August, I would allow this as well. You would be able to not tell like who made it, but you could tell like the skill of the craftsman that put it together. You'd be able to judge by how the spear tip is bound to the shaft and how it was forged and whatnot. You know, just telltale signs of sophisticated crafting or a hodgepodge of found materials.
Okay.
But I'll let you give me like a wisdom check to for history.
Okay.
There's just this thing as like an artisan.
Nope. But we'll do history.
History could work.
You said history?
Yeah.
17.
14.
Okay. Yeah. Both of you recognize in various points this you know, get this tie and string to a shaft. This takes tools to create this. Spearhead has that conical end that the spear shaft fits into, and then is pinned to. There is some kind of iron tar or whatever seal to make a firm fit inside there to seal and keep it from wiggling once it's set. You know, it's well crafted. It's a decent spear. It's not wouldn't spend good money on this. You would spend, you know, 10, 15 over something like this.
But this is like basic infantry kind of weaponry.
Yes.
So reasonable to assume that either these people are these things are not just some random people in a sewer, or they're able to get
through a militia, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Let me posit an alternative theory.
Okay.
This isn't the first time that the city's had to clear these catacombs out, these sewers and catacombs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Perhaps these are folks from an earlier run.
Possible. That's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Maybe these are things left behind by a previous run. Do so signs of wear. Like I said, they have spots of rust on them. They aren't perfectly cleaned. Now granted, it's your light. It's pretty dark down here. Hard to kind of clean stuff when you can't see it well. And like I said, the moisture and stuff, there's not real easy place to take care of stuff. Sure. But that being said,
I think we don't know enough.
Yeah.
Don't know everything, yeah.
They're absolutely a threat, and the three that got away are going to be a problem. If only we had some way to track them.
If only.
Doubt you do.
I mean, they didn't leave a blood trail, so it's not like she can lick it.
Yeah. Oh, one of them was wounded.
Oh, man, get on it. Taste that blood in the shit water before it goes away.
Licky, licky.
I'm good. Good. I don't want to get sick.
It's when?
Who are you?
Who are
We have have a healing drow. Now we have another drow that doesn't want to get sick. What the hell's happened to this party?
God, it's almost like personal fucking growth.
Oh, man. This is great.
So, it's up to you guys. I mean, we want to go somewhere. Like I said, the fog has since disappeared. You guys are inspecting stuff, and with your roles, I would say you could quickly ascertain all you've picked up from that within a minute or two of looking at the gear that you guys picked off these bodies. One guy that fell in the back, the spears and short swords you got off the front guy, those. Like I said, our armor is put together with what looks like remnants of their things. This guy in the back is wearing a set of splint mail, like a splint mail chest piece, and it kind of hangs down just past his waist, like kind of mid thigh. Covers his shoulders and just barely his upper arm. He has a crafted mace, but doesn't look like has any assemblage on it. It doesn't look like Sometimes maces have a special,
like a maker's mark.
Oh, sometimes they have a special shape to them to like show fully to a god or whatnot. You know, it's just mace. It looks well put together. His shield is a wooden shield with a little frame around it. It almost looks like a wagon wheel, but it's got the metal in the center and then around the edge. Has several picks and tips out of it from past encounters. But looks like it's well worn and the handles on the inside of it are soft and oiled. The leather strap, it doesn't look like it's any time it could just break from sitting around, not being used kind of thing. But he has for that guy. He has 48 copper and 39 silver on him. And he has a little gold figurine into his belt. Pull it out. It looks like a little figurine of a short, squat little man.
Does it, in fact, look like a man and not like a were-rat?
Looks like a... You looking at it, would almost look like a dwarf of, you know, diminished proportions, obviously. Not...
Okay.
You know, well... not a very flattering depiction of a dwarf, but it looks dwarfish.
Like okay. not to scale.
Yeah, not necessarily to scale, but it does definitely look like a dwarf.
Cool. Nobody can identify. We probably shouldn't waste spells like that anyways right now. Cool. Put the cash and the statue in the bag of holding.
Okay.
And I'm good to keep moving if everybody else is.
I'm good to go.
Where are we moving to?
Anybody opposed to following our were friends down the hall?
Is that the direction that they went?
Well, that's where their fog was. I'd assume that's where they went.
Yeah, they cast fog and then ran into it. Yeah. Further down. Well, that last map I gave you, left to east, is really on the map. It's south.
Anyone opposed?
No opposition.
Okay.
Let's go.
Hey, let me arrange some napkins here and I'll take another picture.
And then I've put my shield away and got the lamp back out and up.
Okay. You guys circle there where your encounter took place. Get really close, and it seems like these things are clear. I'm looking at them, but okay, it's a little better. That circle, that like the hallway where your encounter took place, you guys travel down the hallway, and there is a kind of room off the side, an open space. At a short hallway, and you can see it ends, terminates into this room. There is a soft, eerie kind of greenish glow coming from this room.
Seems safe to me.
Do I hear anything?
Did I hear anything?